NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Darian Woods, and today we've got Felix Poon here with us. Hey, Felix.
Hey, Darian.
So good to have you. You're a producer for the public radio podcast Outside In, and this is a show about nature and our relationship to it.
Yeah, and here's a pop quiz question for you.
Okay.
Can you guess how many funerals happen every year in the U.S.?
Ooh, I don't know, 10 million?
Not quite. You overshot it. One estimate puts it at 2.4 million.
Okay, I'm a bit pessimistic on how many Americans are dying every year.
So the funeral business is a $20 billion industry, and it's growing because, you know, demographics. The number of seniors is actually expected to increase by almost 50% in the next couple of decades.
I guess that some of those are wanting to look for low-cost options because funerals are expensive.
They're also looking for more sustainable options too because, you know, climate change. So it's not just burials and cremations now. There's a growing market for green funeral options.
Green everything, including death. So today we're going to be talking about all of these options for what to do with your body after you die. We're going to look at what the costs are, both the environmental cost and the cost to your pocketbook. That's all coming up after the break.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Fisher Investments. SVP Judy Abrams shares how their fiduciary duty comes to life while helping clients plan for retirement.
As a fiduciary, we must make decisions in our clients' best interest. So we work with them in consultation to be on a glide path so when they want the option to retire, that portfolio is still going to keep working for them at this stage of life.
Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
We're going to begin at Mount Auburn Cemetery in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where I met Regina Harrison. She's the sales manager here.
I work out of the office, but I spend a lot of time out on the grounds.
Yeah.
Doing these tours with families.
Regina's been in the business for over a decade. As a nature lover herself, she's really proud of the fact that Mount Auburn is an accredited arboretum and important bird habitat. But also, she's acutely aware of the issues with conventional casket burials.
There's a lot of chemicals involved. They do have a very harmful effect on the funeral directors who work with them.
Embalmers are at higher risk of getting cancer and possibly even ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
So that's a significant human toll, and the environmental toll comes from the casket, typically steel or wood, plus a concrete vault that's sort of like a casket for the casket. Now, we don't often think about the vault, but it's part of the landscaping of a cemetery, and without them, bodies in caskets, which eventually decompose, mean you'd be left with a sagging soil on an otherwise pristine lawn.
Yeah, and as with anything, there's a carbon cost for making and transporting all of this stuff. So we crunched the numbers, and the carbon cost here, it's the equivalent of a little less than a tank of gas in your car.
Yeah, so when you're on your deathbed, don't worry too much about the climate impact. But as for the cost to your pocketbook, conventional burial is the most expensive way to go. In 2023, the price tag of a conventional burial was around $10,000.
On to cremation, which is kind of having a moment.
Okay, I did not know this. Trends and death.
In 2015, it overtook burial as the most popular option in the U.S. And by 2045, the National Funeral Directors Association thinks that 8 out of every 10 funerals will be cremations. Now, cremation involves special furnaces, many of which burn natural gas. And Regina says Mount Auburn just got new top-of-the-line burners.
Our previous equipment took, you know, about 6 hours for a cremation, and this equipment is under 2, so it's a lot faster, and that's all the way to cool down.
estimates on the carbon emissions for cremation put it at about twice as much as for conventional burials. Again, not that much in the grand scheme of things.
Cremation is cheaper for your pocketbook, though. The median cost for a cremation in 2023 was $6,280. But you can get it even cheaper if you skip the funeral service for about $1,500 to $3,000.
Okay, we just talked about burial and cremation, stuff we're all pretty familiar with. Now we're going to talk about the more sustainable options. Let's talk about green burial first.
Fundamentally, it's the burial of an unembalmed body in a biodegradable container. So that biodegradable container could be as simple as a shroud or a plain pine casket.
And so the share of funerals that are green burials is probably less than 1 in 20, but cemeteries are reporting increased demand for them.
Yeah, so with green burials, you're saving money and cutting carbon costs by skipping the fancy casket in the vault. But you're still paying to open and close a grave and for a funeral service. So it can be anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000, sometimes more depending on the cemetery.
So that's the green version of burial, but there is also a green version of cremation. And this one's called water cremation. And I gotta say, this one is kind of gruesome to think about. Basically, you're submerged in a vessel of water and sodium hydroxide, which is basically lye. If you've seen Breaking Bad and how they dispose of bodies there, you'll know what I'm talking about. And this all takes about 16 hours. And when all is said and done, your flesh on your body is just gone, just a skeleton, essentially. And your flesh has become this sterile liquid that's just poured down the drain. Your bones are then ground into this white-colored dust, and that's kind of the equivalent of the ashes.
Ew.
It's a lot.
Yeah, the carbon cost for all of this comes from the energy it takes to warm the water and to run the vessel, which advocates for this say isn't that much. But there's not a ton of data on this. The price? It's about $1,000 to $3,000.
And finally, we've got one last option. And are you ready for this one? It is human composting. Katrina Spade is the founder and CEO of a Seattle-based company called Recompose. And the seed for this idea came when she was thinking of her own death.
I don't really want to be cremated because to me it feels a bit wasteful. Something I've got left in my body, you know, could I give that back somehow?
At a Recompose funeral, they lay the body inside a vessel on a bed of wood chips, straw, and alfalfa. They then lay more of that material over the body, along with some flowers, which is something that loved ones can do.
So the body's cocooned inside of the vessel.
After the service is over, the vessel gets to work.
And the ratio of carbon and nitrogen plus the body is the perfect mixture to make enthusiastic microbial activity.
So then they rotate the vessels every week, you know, like what you have to do with your backyard compost.
Yeah.
And after about 2 months, the body's transformed into about a cubic yard of soil, which is enough to fill an average truck bed.
So there are a few different ways people can use the soil. Katrina told us about a man who died and was composted, and his sister came to Recompose with a trailer in tow.
And our team helped her load that trailer up with her brother's soil. And he had lived in Seattle for much of his life and was an avid gardener. She brought that trailer back to the neighborhood where he had lived. And his friends and neighbors brought 5-gallon buckets. They all took some of that soil home to their own gardens. And so there's this concept that this person is still gardening with his friends and neighbors, you know, even after he's died.
That's so morbidly lovely.
The other thing you can choose to happen is have your soil donated to conservation land. Again, this is such a new option that we don't have a ton of data on what the environmental costs of human composting are. But one issue we see is the fact that this is currently only available in a couple of states, Washington and Colorado. The costs to your pocketbook for composting, $5,000 to $7,000, about the same as a cremation with funeral services. What have we learned, Darian?
We've learned there are many options for death.
Yeah, and also, at the end of the day, the carbon costs are not that big, no matter what way you choose to go.
Yeah, but the price tag can be pretty expensive.
Yeah, so I hope you've got insurance for that, Darian.
I don't. This episode was produced by Angel Carreras with engineering by Neil Rauch. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kate Concannon edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from State Farm. As a State Farm agent and agency owner, Lakeisha Gaines understands the support small businesses need.
Every day, we get the privilege of helping people to recover from the unexpected, realize their dreams, and help manage the risk of everyday life. And for small business owners, we help them to think about all the things that are necessary so that they can continue to run their businesses successfully without interruption. As a business owner myself, I first reflect back to the experiences that I have. So we look at their liability, we look at their retirement, we look at the interruption coverage, everything that they need in order to continue to operate efficiently.
Talk to your local agent about small business insurance from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.